This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
It's Winter Carnival time at Michigan Tech, and there are only three locations to get your authentic Winter Carnival gear. The Michigan Tech Campus Store, University Images, and online at bookstore.mtu.edu. We offer long and short sleeve t-shirts, crewneck sweatshirts, hoodies, and glassware. And of course, remember to get your collectible Winter Carnival button. For store operating hours, check our website and social media feeds. Stop in for warm smiles and great deals as our clearance racks are stuffed. Accept no substitutions. We are your official headquarters for all your Michigan Tech and Winter Carnival apparel and souvenirs.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles Gentle Quality Dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-36.
621. Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. 29 minutes before the top of the hour, we are talking about the Winter Carnival Series coming up. Michigan Tech will be hosting Ferris State University. The Bulldogs coming into town after a week off, and they will be well rested coming in here. Their last action was January 27th and 28th against Bowling Green, in which they tied, or lost in overtime, sorry, and then ended up winning big time on Saturday night, 5-0.
Yeah, waxed them pretty good the second night. So here we go, another team that's rested, just sitting there waiting for us, Dirk. So.
Well, they have to come into a pretty rowdy building now. It's going to be a lot of fun.
They do. I think they're coming up here Wednesday, actually. They're practicing early Thursday morning, so they're putting a lot of thought and effort and, to try to come in here and rock the boat a little bit. But we'll be ready to go.
You talk about a team that we have not seen this year, where this is the last time we'll be playing somebody that we haven't seen already this year. What do we know about this team, Coach? Because we know they struggled early on in the season, of course, and they're starting to get their feet under them a little bit, like some other teams are.
They are. Then that's the scary part, is as the season goes on here, some teams are battling hard. Like there's so much at stake for a lot of teams that we're playing. I mean, whether just making the playoffs, and we talked about it before, playoff positioning, just trying to stay in the playoffs or possibly get home ice. So, but they're getting, I think, healthier. They had a couple guys out, but they've got a couple of the better offensive players in our league, in Mayhew and Corey Mackin. Was a freshman of the year last year, and two real good players. And then you got McDonald and Mahoney. I mean, they've got some other good guys in the lineup that can hurt you. So they usually build from the net out. They've got a couple goalies. Smith had a great year last year, and this Capel Master, young freshman. We haven't seen him, but I got to see him last year, their goaltender in the North American League Championship finals, and he was really good. I noticed him there, and I said, wow, he's a good goaltender. So he's off to a good start in his career. So, but defense first, they'll play scrappy. They'll play hard without the puck. They play on the edge a little bit. They like to play with speed. So we'll have our hands full, but I know our guys will be ready. I mean, we'll rebound from this, and even saying that, we played hard down in Bemidji. I can't fault the effort. I mean, our guys, I thought we even played harder on Saturday, Dirk, than we did Friday. We just couldn't get anything going. It was one of those games. So, but we'll give them today off. We'll give them yesterday off. We got back, I think, eight in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, long bus ride home. But we'll give them today off this time of year, and then we'll rev it up and be ready to go on the weekend.
You talk about Gerald Mayhew. He does lead the team with 15 goals, 11 assists for 26 points. Mackin right behind him. A lot of people remember in last year in that overtime game in which Mayhew had the breakaway in on Jamie Phillips. Jamie makes the great save, and then the puck is flipped up there to Malcolm Gould, and he shoots it and scores in an overtime. And it's still one of my great memories from last season.
Yeah, no question. And, we had tight games with them last year. Obviously, they put us out of the playoffs last year in a 1-0 game. So I expect there'll be hard-fought, close closely played games, not a lot of room and time and space on the ice. But, we've got to find the back of the net. And I know earlier this year we had a similar situation in the GLI where our defenseman scored the two goals the one night and then we didn't score the next night, similar to Bemidji, but then we came back and responded well at Notre Dame. And from that point, we had scored up until this weekend. So we'll be fine. We got enough guys who know how to score. But we've got to come back and make sure we played strong defensively. And that's the key. Like I said, as you look around, not only our league, but college hockey, for the most part, there's some games where both teams pile up the goals. But for the most part, the teams who are, not giving up more than that one, 0 to 2 goals or the teams are going to win.
Coach, how much does the non-scoring on a power play for the weekend, like we did this past weekend, how much does that factor into to your thought process about going ahead to the next week and saying, well, if we got one power play goal, completely change the outlook of the weekend? Really.
Well, you tweak it a little bit, but you also keep in mind that they're the number one team in the country in penalty killing, just their style and what they do. And we had some good looks. We had some real good looks, I thought, on the power play. And, when you don't finish, it can be frustrating, but we're making progress there. So I'm not overly concerned about that. Sure, you want to score and get that one goal, and that's what you're trying to do. But at the same time, they've got something to say about it. And obviously, Bitzer leads the nation in goals against now. And so, he's got to be their best penalty killer, and he is. And when we got opportunities, he shut us down.
So the reserve seats, according to buyhuskiestickets.com, pretty much saying that things are out. However, we want to let people know that they should check with the central ticket office.
Well, one of the reasons why is there's always, like Ferris, where they get so many complimentary tickets each night, and I kind of doubt they'll use them all. And usually we're going to ask that they have return those on Thursday. They'll be up here Thursday morning, so by Thursday afternoon, we'd like to know from them what they're not going to use. So, there could be 30 tickets available, and some pretty good seats. So if you need a ticket and you don't have one, you want to sit down, keep calling, especially, I would say, Thursday afternoon after 1 o'clock and Friday, keep looking because there will be tickets. And I know there's the Houghton Hancock Wingding hockey game Friday night. Yeah, I just remind people, if you're not using your tickets for that, please find someone who would like to come to the game or bring them in here, Dirk. We'll find people who want to use them.
Absolutely. And don't forget, there are plenty of standing room general admission tickets available for both games. Those have been opened up for a while now because of the great capacity that's been already used up for the most part of the reserve seats. But it is going to be a loud building. Coach, it's a 7 o'clock game and then that 5 o'clock game. This is where having your full roster, I think, really comes in handy, doesn't it? when you have a full roster.
I'm crying. I'd love to have our full roster, and we've made light of that a little bit, talked about a little bit, but boy, you'd like to have Dylan Stamen and Brent Baltus and even Ray Bryce, but that's part of the issue is we're down in bodies, so we don't have your full roster. They'll have a fuller roster than we did. We will, Dirk, on the weekend. So, but Dylan's making progress, which is good. He won't be available this weekend. Looks like Baltz is out for the year. Ray is he's probably still another week away. So we're starting to get more healthier, but we're still not there. So yeah, it's not like in past years where we've had the luxury of being able to plug four or five different guys in the lineup.
Yeah, and with that 5 o'clock game, it can be, if you have those guys, a real benefit.
Time. It's a real benefit, especially when you're the home team and if you have a 28-man roster like most teams do and healthy right now. We don't have that.
All right, so breaking down the standings, I don't know how much you want to do it as a coach, but I know the people out there listening want to know. Basically, if Bemidji State scores, achieves 2 points in their last four games.
Well, they win it outright.
They win it outright.
Outright. But, if we can get some help from Huntsville and then they got to play Minnesota State, which will have a lot on the line when they go up there. So, we got to watch our team and make sure we're ready for our games and see what happens. We have to take care of business. That's the biggest thing. But, correct. There are 3 points. The magic number for them is 3.
Correct. And then Michigan Tech being in second, from what I'm looking at here, we cannot fall further than fourth place. And Bowling Green cannot catch us because they have two less games to play. Alaska still technically could catch us if they win all six of their games, and we're not able to achieve any points. They would tie us in the points, and they would obviously have the